Did you know there's an online cannabis company that ships federally legal THC right to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to create gummies, baked goods, and flower for whatever type of buzz you'd want. I'm talking about Mood.com. They have an incredible line of cannabis gummies, and you get 20% off your first order at Mood.com with promo code SPECIALISTS with an S on the end. This isn't some rinky-dink discount of 5 or 10%. This is 20% off your first order. Forget one-size-fits-all supplements that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood you're looking for. My favorite are the Sleepy Time Advanced gummies. That's right, those are for sleepy time. You know when you just can't fall asleep? Take these and they'll put you right in the mood. Beyond gummies, Mood also has a selection of flower, pre-rolls, bakery treats, and beverages. Listen, you can find gummies to just get you high pretty much everywhere these days. But Mood's functional gummies combine premium, federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get into the perfect mood, usually in as little as 15 minutes. And everything ships discreetly right to your door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with promo code SPECIALISTS with an S on the end. So head to Mood.com, find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use promo code SPECIALISTS when you check out to save 20% on your first order. Try it today at mood.com.
Okay, Brandon, you are.
Survivor specialists Phil and Alexa are back with our episode 12 recap. And boy, was that the most intelligent episode of Survivor I have ever seen, Alexa. I don't know about you, but everything that just happened in the last hour of my life totally made sense, was totally the right move. I don't know what Kelly could have possibly been talking about when she said that was so dumb. As Boston Rob said, all that talk just to vote out Nora? That is my reaction.
Karishma,
my bad.
Yeah, exactly. No, yeah, for those of you who've been sticking around with us for a while and you always laugh at how I can never add up my prop bet bets correctly and Phil has to correct me on it, that was Dean and Nora tonight. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm putting it all out on the leaves and Phil's just like, no, that would only be 1 point. You need three. That was crazy. This was just a wild hour of television. I loved it. I don't love, I like how Karishma went home tonight? Like what? That's just so weird. Like, we've had all of this Karishma and she goes out like this. It sucks. We have been huge fans of Karishma. It sucks that this is how she goes. But yeah, I mean, Kelly was a big MVP tonight. Kelly got a couple good references. Mm-hmm. But she got the, what's going on kind of thing. So, and then Nora dropped her name during her little diatribe.
Her tirade.
Well, we'll get tirade and diatribe. Good job.
Look at us.
Both of those words. Also, do we think Elaine actually knows what extrapolate means? Vote yes or no. I'm convinced she does, and she's playing dumb redneck.
I think she's playing dumb. I think she's been playing dumb the entire season.
And
I think
the camera zoomed into her and was like, mm-hmm. What does extrapolate mean, Jeff? So good. So well done.
I do that all the time because, especially being in an MFA program, when you're in that, people will use words to just try to sound intelligent. And all the time, I'll just be like, I don't know what that means. And they'll be like, really? And I'm like, of course I know what that means. But you just say it because it's, why are you using that word? There's no reason to use that word. And I feel like that's extrapolate. It's a four-syllable word. And so she could get away with being like, I don't know what that is. But I feel like we're going to end this season and Elaine's going to have the highest IQ in Survivor history. And I'm not going to be shocked.
Yeah, James Lim, sit down. Elaine. Yeah. Yeah, Jeff wanted to use his big boy words. Big Elaine night. But can we talk about how Elaine's idol is supposed to smell like feet, but it was in her boobs? So does her boob sweat smell like
people
feet?
Are cat dogging? You know, that's what they're doing. So the feet are up by the chest and the heads are down by the feet.
That was, to me, the most confusing part of the night, that, you know, the idol smelled like foot sweat instead of her boob sweat. But
maybe she didn't want to say, sorry if it smells like boobs. Sorry, Alexa. Sorry people don't say things like that on national television.
Or no, what, redneck something.
Her redneck pocket.
Her redneck pocket. That was fantastic.
Yeah.
I guess you can't say that on national TV. So that was good. Yeah, Elaine was great. So there's a lot to unpack here. Do you want to just start from the beginning?
Yeah. And I want to start off by saying that for a long time now, we've just been cutting like right to the family visit. There'll be one little confessional that's right to the family visit. Previously on, right to the family visit. I don't like the way they did it tonight because we need a little bit of a tease. We need a little something to warm you up to the family visit. Just coming in the first words you hear of the episode are Jeff speaking and about to tell them, here's your loved one visit. It just feels too rushed for me. So I wanted one. I mean, especially after an epic tribal council where Karishma correctly plays an idol and, you know, has 7 votes nullified. I want a little bit of what happened that night after, even if it's just one confessional of Karishma saying,
it was a tie.
Yeah, I survived tonight and now I'm in trouble. Like, you know, or Janet saying, man, it could have been me, or Dan saying, thank God I voted for Elizabeth. I wanted one thing. And instead we didn't get that. And we just went straight to the challenge. And look, like, I love the loved ones visit as much as anybody else, but I don't love it as much as everybody else because
honestly. Yeah. I didn't mind the hard cut, but you keep going.
Well, I just, to me, it's like the loved one visit to me, my boss was, because as I say, I watch this at work and thankfully he doesn't know that I have a podcast. So he doesn't
know that you watch this at work
because it's in a house. So I'm upstairs and he's downstairs. But my boss was like, hey, Phil, I need you to do something for me. And I won't lie. After the last loved one came out, or like I think it was after the 5th loved one came out, I said, okay, I can run downstairs real quick and grab that off his desk. Wow. Like, I am not compelled as much as everybody else. When Janet's husband came out, I won't lie, I felt that pit in my throat. But other than that,
best gender reveal I've seen.
That was awesome. Amazing.
I've been to a couple gender reveal parties. That was a good one.
That was great, where she said, I guess we're having a girl. And I was like, wait, is Janet pregnant and just found out that it's a girl?
Eye contact?
Somehow.
I didn't mind the jump because, well, one, have they completely stopped the, like, leading in of, my mom's calling me. She just finished the episode. Because they're not doing Previously on Survivor. Have they completely cut those teasers at the beginning of the episode? Because I feel like we've even seen them for a little bit. Or maybe they just cut it for this one. But I'm kind of okay with it because it gave me an extra 3 seconds of this episode, which was good. This was a packed episode with a lot of very questionable gameplay and just a lot of good, like, one-liners. Mm-hmm. So I'm down with it. And I'm pretty into the family visit. I mean, Tommy shaking, that was crazy.
Shook out all his hair, Tommy. What's going on there?
I know.
It was the first time I noticed that. I'm getting a little worried.
Yeah, he's stressed out there. Karishma, just my mom texted me and she said, if you get on the show and you cry like Karishma, I'm not coming out. Like, Karishma, I was like, first of all, thanks, Mom. Sorry, I miss you. Karishma was so good. And when it was her husband who came out, I was like, let's go. He's here. He's in Fiji. And it totally sucks that she has to go home right after that. But it was great to put a face to the name. That was great. I think Lauren seeing her husband was really great. Nora and her sister, and then her sister getting to run through the challenge with Jeff was super cool. There were a couple points where you see her, like you see Jeff running and narrating, and you see her like creeping around in the background. That's like that's something we've never seen before because we never see like cameras running around. So I like that they let her watch. That was really good. I thought that was a good family visit. I didn't cry, but it's because I've cried too freaking much this season. Who wanted to see Dean's ex-girlfriend? What if Kelly ran out?
It turns out Kelly actually had dated Dean and they just didn't want anybody to know.
Oh my God. How funny would that have been?
That would have been amazing. I did love though when Karishma's husband came out just because we knew the confessionals and it's so like, Karishma's great. I really liked Karishma. Yeah, I know that's not a popular opinion right now, which is, I think that she, on a rewatch, a lot of people are going to appreciate Karishma a lot more.
We're pretty into her now. I think now it's too little.
Yeah. But I think she grew on everybody. And I think just because we knew the irony of how hard she was crying into her husband's chest, as we all know that it was like, I pretty much live with a roommate. It was
like, damn, my roommate came.
Yeah, why is it him? I wanted somebody else.
I didn't want my roommate to come.
We had Dan's son come out, who was the youngest person to ever step foot out there. And I wonder why they allowed Dan's son to do this.
So I've never known the rules because I texted you this. I always thought Boston, God, how many times have we talked about freaking Boston on the season? Boston Shane's son came out during Panama and he looked younger than Dan's son. I forget what Dan's son's name is. They're probably around the same age, but is there an age minimum for the family visit? I don't think so.
I always thought it was 18 because I figured, like, you know, you got to travel this person across the country. So they're going to need a guardian. They're going to need all of that. Anything under the age of 18, oh, there's so many logistics that go into that.
Do you have to fly alone? You don't need a guardian to fly under 18, do you?
For this type of thing, you would.
Oh, for this thing, yes.
Yeah, so, for this type of thing, like CBS is going to, you're going to have a guardian because this kid can't just sign the paperwork or whatever you need to sign and all of that. Like, somebody's going to have to be watching him at all times. But yeah, so he went out there. I'm trying to see, Boston is the youngest person to participate in a loved one's challenge, but it doesn't say how old. Thank you, Survivor Wiki. Appreciate that. Love it. Thanks a lot. Somebody in the chat help.
Andy Vogel said that Boston was 12. I guess we'll have to check back on that. Logan Leisure saying, why couldn't we see Jake or Zoe Rosenberg? Great question, because they're going to be the next, like, captains of season 70.
Yeah, that's going to be a blood versus water season.
Yeah, but then, I liked that they had his son come. I think it was, like, really cute to see, like, someone who's really young on Survivor. So it was like Cerie's son was probably what, in his 20s. Like, I think that's really cute. Like, I think it's really cool to see the kids watch the parents. I think that's a good moment. So I'm fine with it.
Yeah, no. And I think it was fine. I mean, I just was surprised that it happened. I mean, I we're not used to seeing that, but yeah, no, it's totally fine with me. Instead we get the great pairing of Janet and Tommy winning, which is of course who I had all of my money behind. No offense to any other Survivor who was out there. I just can't help myself. Janet.
I thought Lauren and Krishma were going to pull it out just
because I
kept going to them. It was like that Cass and Kagyan, but they got really close.
And they really did.
I saw a funny tweet that was like, Lauren crying while running is me during the middle school mile. And I was like, yup.
I love that. Yeah. I mean, she's crying. She's bringing Karishma behind her. And they were right in it at the end. They just didn't get as many shots at the challenge, which once again, Dean can't do it.
The bag landing on a flat surface is really hard.
Yeah. You got to toss it so high up in the air. Or like Tommy did at the end, he just tossed it so lightly. It almost rolled off anyway.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I was a big fan of it though. I was happy for Tommy and I was happy for Janet. And of course they go, you're going to pick Dan. I think anybody who's going to pick Dan in the situation because of his son, because you have a 13-year-old kid out there. I think that pretty much all of them are going to have the empathy for that, where it's, we have to take him. Then they take Lauren. And this is where it gets sketchy, because now you've revealed your cards and you're sending back Nora, who is normal, back to camp with three people who are not in your alliance. And this is where the episode really begins. Like, the episode tonight began when the family visit ended.
Yeah, that was really interesting, because I think so. Yeah, they did show their cards, because that's the four. That's been that Vokai four. And again, like, we've known that Tommy and Lauren are really close. So maybe they were trying to throw them off by having Lauren picked second. I'm curious how much Tommy and Janet talked about it. And Janet kept making Tommy say it. She was like, I'm out of this. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think that was the risk that they chose to take, to send Nora back. And I think that's kind of the nucleus of this whole episode, that, okay, do we trust Nora or do we not? And that's kind of where everybody is on this. And it was ultimately Dean who said, I can't do this. And I've wanted Krishma out since I've been born. So I don't trust her. And I think Lauren had a really interesting confessional during the family visit, where she called Dean a numbers guy. And so I think this episode is going to be confusing for a lot of people, because there were many references made about Dean that, like, we didn't previously know. Mm-hmm. I didn't know Dean was a numbers guy. And unless people watched a certain secret scene, no one would know that Dean and Tommy are close. But Dean and Tommy are super tight, as has been evidenced tonight. So I think that's partly why I at first, and like so many people, are confused, because Dean's moves at face value make no sense. Dean's been playing 8D chess the whole game.
Now, I'm going to come in and I'm going to say Dean made the right move tonight. And a lot of people are going to say, you're a homer, you like the redhead and you like the girl from New Jersey. And yeah, I do. Sorry. But this was the right move tonight. And I'll tell you why. Dean and Karishma have despised each other since day one. And maybe despised is too harsh of a word, but they have definitely hated each other since day one. So they don't get along. Okay, now you're supposed to align with her. Probably not your best move. Mm-hmm. Okay, now you have Nora, who insults Dean more than anybody out there on the island. And it wasn't just tonight. There have been other times. She's like, Dean's just pretty. I hate Dean.
That's shocking considering that Nora had the insult of the night with I'm a likable Karishma.
No, she her exact line was, I'm like Karishma, except I'm likable and fun to be around. And she just kept going. And I was like,
And it pans to Karishma, who took it like a champ.
Because Karishma is so good. Karishma is so underrated at the social game. She really is. And I can't wait to actually hear from other people talking about Karishma once the season is over. Because I really do think that she played a really good social game. Because mm-hmm. you're getting that to your face and you're just like, guess we're going to have to line together. But the reason why I think Dean made the right move here is because if he goes with Karishma, Nora, and Elaine, he can't beat Elaine. And he knows that Elaine is the biggest threat to win Survivor right now. Everybody knows that. Elaine can win. Even though she's not strategic, you can't beat her. And the other two people don't like you. So you're pretty much giving up maybe getting fifth to maybe get fourth, but probably have all of them turn on you sooner rather than later. Now, he feels really close with Tommy. And I think that probably means he's close with Lauren. Dan and Jan, or Janet's got to go at some point. If you're Dean, you know Janet has to go at some point because she's another one. She's going to win if she's at the end. And then you have Dan, who maybe he's the goat, but also you feel like you can get in with Lauren and Tommy maybe and say, I can be your swing. This way you can get rid of Janet and Dan. I think Dean made the absolute right move. And I know he's a huge numbers guy, so I think he thought all of this through. But sticking with Nora and Karishma and Elaine is just never the right move. You're never going to win in that situation. You're with two people who don't like you. You're with the most unpredictable person in the game. Go with the safe bet and just hope that you get the final five with them. And then you can say, do you want to get rid of Janet or you want to get rid of Dan? You know, you can say that to Lauren and Tommy and then go to Janet and Dan and say, do you want to get rid of Lauren or you want to get rid of Tommy? Otherwise, you're going to final four and who are you going to vote out?
Yeah. And that was like such a motley crew that it sounded like it was going to work for longer than any of us. Like, that almost made it. And of all people, it was Dean who blew it up, not Nora. And even though Nora blew things up in a different way, like, I can't really blame Nora for not handling that well, because nobody would have handled that well. Any kind of changes that happen live at Tribal Council and everyone's telling you, like, to stop lying and you're still, like, I totally get Nora in that situation. I totally get her freaking out there. But yeah, I mean, he would have had to work with someone who he has butted heads with the whole time. So it like would have worked for one vote, but I don't know. I guess he didn't see the reason for it. So I get it. I'm really curious to see where it ends up. Larry Wawa says during the Nora rant, I like when Deed said you're off topic. It was actually Elaine who said that. And I re-listened to it. Someone like posted a funny video at that point. Nora was talking about like an ex-boyfriend. So it got real weird. So I would love
that. That was a therapy session for Laura or for Nora. That was a definite therapy session.
And big MVP to Dean, Karishma and Elaine for just taking it. I mean, they were really good. Yeah. I mean, Karishma seriously, but no, I think the family visit does bring out a lot in people, and Karishma had a really good line where she said, I'm going to get this wrong, but she said people are really honest when they're emotional. And I thought that was on the nose, and not just for Nora. You always see things going kind of haywire right after the family visit.
Yeah. And just to talk about what happened at Tribal with the blow up, I actually thought Karishma handled it the best. And then she goes home. So we're not going to actually look at this and say she handled it really well. Karishma
just sat there and did nothing.
Like a stone.
Yeah. Smart. And
it's exactly what Lauren O'Connell did last season, where when everything was going crazy, she just sat there and there's that great photo of everybody behind her, like attacking each other. And she's just sitting there in the chair, just like staring at nothing.
Yeah,
that's like what Karishma did this whole time.
Season hype for season 40.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And that's exactly what Karishma did in this episode.
Yeah, I think that was a smart move. It's probably so tempting to not get up, but and also, like, and this is kind of sad, but no one was really going to her either. So that's what made me think it could have gone her way. And the votes ended up going Dean, Nora, Tommy, and Lauren voted for Karishma. So I'm not like Dean. I can see that with Dean, and Dean must have told that to Tommy and Lauren. And you see when Karishma goes home, you see Dan kind of throw up his hands. He's like, "You're freaking kidding me, Nora? Like, we didn't get rid of Nora." So,
well, but Dan did want to get rid of Karishma for a long time.
No, he totally did. But I think they were also fed up after this that he was like, "Really? Like, this was like so freaking obvious. We could have gotten rid of her."
See, I took it a different way. I took it as him almost being like, "Hallelujah, she's gone." I think he was more excited because I think that the reason he didn't vote for her is because they all knew Elaine had an idol and they all knew that was real. So to play it safe, they pretty much said to everybody, here's how you have to vote. We're putting 5 on Karishma and we're putting 3 on Nora. Mm-hmm. One of those 2 is going home tonight. And the way the group of 4 split it up was to ensure that Elaine could not play her idol to take out one of them. So they had to split the votes between Karishma and Nora. Karishma was the number one choice because I think that group of 4 feels like they can manipulate Nora a little bit more. Mm-hmm. Though we'll talk about that. I have a whole speech about Nora here. But I think that they had to split this up because otherwise what I started to worry was, what if Elaine goes up there? Because Janet says to, I believe it was Karishma, "Will you vote for Nora?" And she's like, "Yeah, of course." I started to think, well, what if Elaine knows everybody's going to vote for Nora? She wants control of the game. And she just says, "Nora, here's the idol." 7 votes go on Nora. And then whoever Nora votes for goes home and they can all say, "Let's vote for Tommy or whoever." That's what I was worried about. So I think they had to make sure it was a 5-3 split.
I thought Nora was going to get all the votes piled on her, but I forgot. You're right. I forgot that like there was an active idol that everyone was aware of. And good on Elaine. If I'm Elaine, I'm keeping that and I'm playing that thing. Yeah. I don't care what anybody says. Elaine did not waste that. She absolutely did the right thing.
Yeah. And for anybody who's going to play a Survivor in the future, I'm giving this as a warning. As somebody who has never stepped foot on the beach, this is a warning and you should all listen to me and you should take this seriously. Do not take goats like Nora far in the game because goats like Nora can destroy your game. Mm-hmm. If you take a goat like, let's say, who's a great goat to talk about? I always hate calling people goat, but take Will Sims because I don't feel bad talking about Will Sims as a goat. Take Will Sims because Will Sims is never going to do anything. He's never going to blow up your game. And all he's going to do is shove his own foot in his mouth like he did with the whole Shireen situation. So you take somebody like that. Nora, you cannot control. She's all over the place. So all these people who are saying, well, that's fine. We'll go to the end with Nora and we're going to beat Nora. We'll keep Nora around. All this stuff. We're going to do all these great things with Nora. Tonight, you saw that in the most logical situation to take control of Survivor, she could not sit there and do it. And so, like, look, Nora is awesome. I think Nora is great TV. I am so infatuated with what we're seeing on our screen every week from her. Her counting those leaves with the rocks and all that was amazing because this was not high math. This was Zach Galifianakis in The Hangover with all the things popping up around his head. That's what this was. Except this was over nothing. But you can't take somebody like this because if you're playing with a goat like Christina Cha, if you're playing with a goat like Will Sims, you're playing with goats like that. They're going to think logically. They're just not going to make the aggressive move to ultimately win. Mm-hmm. So they're going to sit there and say, "You're right. Let's keep our mouth shut. Let's throw 4 votes at Tommy. You play your idol. We'll make sure none of us go home. We'll find out who's getting the votes," because they all knew Karishma was getting the votes. I mean, this was spoon fed to them, but Nora blew it up. You don't keep goats like Nora. You just can't do it. There you go. That's my speech.
No, I think, Karishma almost kind of hinted at this a couple episodes ago where she said, I'm not a goat because I'm unpredictable. But Karishma Karishma was in on that. Like they were working with her. But I think that was what spooked Dean, and rightfully so. Like when she was struggling with those numbers, I think he was just like, I can't depend on this. So. Mm-hmm. Totally.
And that's why it makes sense for him to blow it up at Tribal first, because he sits there and he says, "I'm not going to vote for you," because he can trust Tommy and he knows Tommy's going to play logically. And by waiting until Tribal to say it, Dean knows the votes aren't coming to him. And he also makes sure that he saves the people that he knows. You got to play. It's what Jeremy Collins always said. You have to play with people that you can control, and you can't control Nora and you can't control Karishma. And that makes them very difficult. You can control Elaine. Elaine can win the game because she's so likable, but you can control Elaine.
Yeah.
You want to keep her around.
And with, oh God, I totally lost it. Oh yeah, no, Dean doing it at tribal versus doing it on the beach. If Dean did it on the beach, there is a very real likelihood that Dean could have gone home.
Yeah.
Dean told Tommy, and then Tommy was never going to let Dean go anywhere. No. So therefore, Lauren wasn't going to let Dean go anywhere. If Dean does that on the beach, then more whispers happen. And then it's like, okay, well, he blew it up. Let's get him instead.
And this ensures that Elaine can't correctly play the idol to idol out Dean, because he says it here and Elaine is put right on the spot. And it's, do you have an idol? I mean, somebody just put it in the chat. And I don't know where it went. It's gone now. But somebody said that, you know, Tommy stood there and he handpicked who was going to vote for who and who was going to go home tonight. That was all Tommy. Once he heard from Dean that this is what was going on, he was like, you're voting this way, we're going to vote for this person. And he was just like doing that. And it shows to the jury, which is obviously a good thing. But if this happens on the beach, Tommy can't do that, because Tommy can't, when you say it like this, Elaine can't hide. She can't go anywhere and say, well, I don't have an idol, I don't know what you're talking about. She can't think it through. She just has to say, I'm not going to vote for you, because that's all you can say at that point. And now it's live, and there's nothing anybody can do. So this was really smart of Dean to do it at this point, if his goal was to save Tommy, Lauren, Dan, and Janet, which I think it was his goal. Dean is going to be in the finale, and Dean is probably going to be in the final five. And I would not be surprised if Dean is somebody who's making fire at the end of this game.
Mm-hmm. Unrelated. Do you think Jeff was annoyed? I think Jeff was very annoyed.
I don't know. He's never going to be annoyed by something like this, because he knows it's going to be good TV, but this happened so much faster than it's ever happened before, where Jeff probably said 7 words at tribal council tonight, like before Dean said, hey, Nora's going to vote for you.
Yeah. I think he had like three interview questions. And then at the end, he was like, I got nothing for you. That was awesome.
Yeah. Goodbye.
I'm rewatching Thailand like a sociopath, and Jeff just like does not like anybody on that season. And it's so obvious. And I felt like I saw a little bit of that tonight, because I don't think Jeff likes to lose control. And I don't really like when Jeff loses control, but that the jury, and Missy eating the popcorn.
Amazing.
That was amazing.
Best gift. I want that one. So you always have like the popcorn gif on the phone. I want that one for a popcorn gif, because she's not eating anything. I want that. Somebody give me that.
I'm tweeting at that Survivor Gifts guy, because I need that one of Nora whipping her buff around. So I'll make sure to get
Survivor Gifts is going to have his work cut out for him after tonight.
You got a big night, Survivor Gifts.
Big night. And I also want one of Boston Rob rolling his eyes and saying all that talk for
just Karisha.
Like, it's great. It's all fantastic. And again, another night we don't go to Island of the Idols, and I think it worked. We didn't need to go there.
If we can get it big, if like hopefully if we can get a Karishma tell all, the tweet that we're doing is the gif of Boston Rob saying all that talk for just Karishma.
Right. I love it.
This was a very big prop bet night. So also big ups to Karishma, goes home with the most votes in Survivor history, goes home with 22 votes to her name. Laura Moret, you get voted up from your own mom, and you don't even get that.
By your own daughter. No,
whatever. I can't talk.
Karishma did not get voted out by her daughter. So congratulations, Karishma. You did not get voted out. I love that one, Alexa, and I just have to draw attention to this again, because I know we said it on the predictions, but right now I think we have the most live viewers we've ever had, so I want to make sure that we say this out loud again.
Hey!
I know. What's up, everybody? I don't know who you are, but welcome to December. Hello. We're here. This is Alexa. I'm Phil. Laura Moret got voted out twice in that season.
Mm-hmm.
Karishma got voted out once and made it to 7th place. Laura Moret was also on Redemption Island for a few episodes, so she was not eligible to receive votes. Karishma was on The Bad Tribe to start the season. Karishma made it so much further than she ever should have made it, getting 22 votes and only being voted out one time and making it all the way. I guess she gets 8th place, but making it all the way to 8th place in a 20-person season when your tribe is the one that's losing all the time at the beginning, that's freaking impressive.
Phil, I know you were passionate about that rant because you didn't put this comment up by Lucas Silver, which says, I think Phil would outplace Alexa if they were both on the same season, LOL. That's huge, because people usually think that I would do better, which is shocking and incorrect. So that's how I know you were really passionate about this.
I was. And also, it's a given. It's, as Ron Burgundy once said, that's a given.
So back to my previous point to you, 300 people, even though I'm sure only 50 of you participate in our prop bet game. So please do that for season 40. Elaine finds a hidden immunity idol. Also, Nora screamed. It was amazing. Lauren's mouth blurred. Lauren cried a very physical singular tear. Lauren got individual immunity. One thing that's kind of sad is that it's so big when people in individual immunity, like that's something that people who've been watching the show their whole lives. Winning individual immunity it's bigger than finding an idol because it's been around for longer. And it was so clear. I remember this was the case with Allison in David vs. Goliath. Like you see this a lot where all these people get these really, really big moments of winning individual immunity and it's just kind of shuffled out. And I don't really like that they've started to put that exit confessional while Jeff's putting the necklace around. I don't know. I'm not liking that. I want them to like respect the individual immunity. So I don't like that they're rushing through that.
Yeah, they are rushing through. We didn't even get to like come on over and all that fun. It's very quick. I agree.
I know that like we're saving seconds here, but I don't know. We're also
saving seconds for like things that don't necessarily need to. Like we could have cut out one of the things that Nora said tonight.
Yeah.
And had a quick scene at the beginning or had somebody getting immunity. Like there's plenty of ways to do it. Look, I'm not gonna nitpick, because that's what we do. That's what we're here for.
That's why we're here. That's how we fill an hour's worth of content.
Also, Alexa, the reason why we have so many is because RHAP is doing a live event in Brea. And if you're going to that, Bradley Klahigi is going to be there.
Do you change his name every time?
Anytime I can say his last name correctly, I will.
My new favorite.
Yeah, Bradley Klahigi will be at that. And
where is Brea? I've never heard of that. Is that near you?
It's out here in LA. Yeah, it's out here. I mean, that's gonna be a good crew at Know It All.
You are have people. You pretend to not like us, but there are 323 of you right now.
Yeah. We normally get one viewer live.
You're allowed to like both podcasts. We are very different. It's all cool.
Well, I'm going to be honest too. And if you're not going to the RHAP event, that would have been a good one to go to. There's going to be some really, yeah. There's going to be some really good people there. I'm pretty sure Mario Lanza is going, if you're not familiar with Mario Lanza, look up Mario Lanza and go buy his book. It's awesome. And you know, well, obviously if you're listening to us, you're familiar with Mario Lanza because you are a huge fan and he did the Funny 115 and all that and Historians, and he's awesome. He's cool.
I went to the RHAP live event in New York and I believe it was Heroes, Healers, Hustlers. And it was the pasta channel. And it was awesome. Like, I don't know how they always pick like the good episodes. But
wait,
yeah.
Did you went to an RHAP event?
I did. I also tweeted about it from our Survivor special. Am I gone? Also, the craziest thing about tonight is that intern got our Twitter login and started tweeting from
And this is why we don't let him tweet, because did you see his tweets? He ruined this episode.
Well, that's why it's so good, because it didn't age well. So. Intern broke into our Twitter. So if you ever see a tweet that's terrible, it wasn't one of us.
Yeah. And if you do see a tweet that was terrible, it was probably me, but just assume it wasn't one of us.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm good at the social media.
Alexa knows what she's doing when it comes to social media. It's almost like she's made a life out of it.
If it's my job.
Yeah.
Krishma 22 votes.
Go back to, we were still talking about prop bet and I just totally cut you off, because that's what I do.
Yeah, you did. So Lauren, it was a big prop bet night for Lauren. Lauren got a lot. Elaine found an idol. Apparently Karishma's mouth is blurred, but I don't buy that. So someone show me the receipts on that.
It might have been blurred when she saw her husband. I would not be surprised if it was. Yeah. Really, when he came around the corner, she probably did say the F bomb, bleep it out, because she was like, that's not who I thought it was gonna be.
And so like, screw this, I'm out.
I'm out. She just walks towards the ocean. Thanks, Jeff.
That sucks. Oh, man. I'm going to miss Karishma.
I'm going to miss Karishma, too. I was really hoping we would have gotten her into the finale, because that would have been a great underdog story. That's up there with, like, the Eliza Orleans. And I'm trying to think. There's been other ones more recently. But those ones where these people should. Who?
David Wright?
David Wright. Like, well, David, though, David's playing it up. See, here's the difference. And like, I've met David, I've met Eliza as well. And I haven't met Karishma, but I've met Eliza and I've met David. David is such a likable guy. And he is so good at making you feel like he is just like, I need you, man. I need you. Like, me and him were on the same flight once. And it was like, you're David. Like, cause I had met him, but I was like, maybe that's not him. We're in LA. Who knows? It could have just been any like other like short bald guy. And it was David. And he was like, oh, you do the podcast. And he like got so excited to see me Was he really that excited? Probably not. But he's really good at what he does. And so, like, David is somebody who I think if he plays Survivor is actually always going to fit in, because by him acting like he's not good, or like acting like he's not social or talented, that's his way of being endearing. Whereas Karishma and Eliza, those are like, these are two people who, like, when they go onto a season, especially Eliza back in the day when she was at the age that she was on the tribe she was on, there's no way you should fit in on that tribe. And Karishma is going to have a hard time fitting in on a lot of Survivor seasons. So this would have been so awesome if she would have been able to make it all the way to the finale to just overcome all of that. I mean, Eliza made it all the way to Final Four and ended up playing a second time, and I would not be surprised. I mean, I wonder if Karishma would do it again. I bet she would, because she seems like, I could see Karishma coming back out a second time and being like, screw this, I'm like, I'm out for blood this time. But she's gonna be in the what do you call it, the CBS mind to play a second time.
Karishma, when she put her torch down, she like visibly puffed up her chest and like held her head high, and I really liked that. I thought that was really cool. Also, you reminded me when you mentioned Karishma, where did the wrecking ball comment come from?
Like, which one was the wrecking ball comment?
We are going to just like hit them with a wrecking ball. And Jeff was like, what the hell?
Oh yeah, that was crazy. She got really mad, and it doesn't seem like Karishma gets that mad often, so it didn't feel like it was like, I'm just gonna pull anything.
Yeah, I was like, what did I miss here? The family is, it brings some shit out, I guess.
It does.
Yeah, it's really stressful. Good. A couple other things. Reticular activating system. What is that?
It's your eyes are activated by you constantly saying something. I think that's what she was trying to say.
Oh yeah, because she was like, let's just say the word blue over and over. And then she also said, she had a funny quote. She said, the idols are looking to help us. I thought that was really cute.
Yeah. They were just gonna pop up and be like, ah. They didn't help, because Karishma didn't let them help. They would have helped. I'm really happy for Elaine, though, as she does a lot of these things, because Elaine is somebody who I felt like was going to be just the make my parents happy, super casual, like everybody's going to love her because she's just going to be so over the top and whatever. She's been really great, and not at all really what I expected. And I've loved that. And so when she finds an idol that she like so sincerely was like, oh my God, I found it. And then she bleeped. Oh, Elaine bleeped tonight because she said, I effing found it.
Oh, she did do that? Okay.
She did do that. So that's another bleep, but she might have already had a bleep. But she does that. It's very authentic. And that's the one thing about Elaine that you just got to love, is that everything she does is very authentic, except for when she lies about not knowing what extrapolate means, because we all know she knows.
Elaine is a gamer. And Lauren, like, you always talk about this, about people being proven right or wrong. Lauren's being proven wrong a lot because she keeps saying that Elaine is some strategist. That's going to come back and bite her, which we may see the first bit of that next week, where we see Tommy implying, I need to cut her. That very well could be Janet, Elaine, or anybody. But I find that odd that they keep like having Lauren be the one to say that.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's interesting because tonight everybody was talking about how Lauren's going to win, which we haven't really seen much of this season. We haven't been told that often
tonight.
Yeah. So a lot of people thinking, okay, she's going to win. Is she though? I don't know. But now I'm a little like, I feel like Tommy's obvious. I just feel like it's an obvious win, but he's not going to win against Lauren anymore. And I used to think that he would get the votes over Lauren, but after tonight, I don't think that's the case.
I think the winner is just which one of those two gets the other one. I think if Lauren gets Tommy, it's game over. If Tommy gets Lauren, it's game over.
You think they make fire against each other at Final Four, and Dean and
Janet wins? Yes.
That'd be amazing. Dean and Janet are sitting in Final 2-3 waiting, and then it's just Tommy and Lauren making fire against each other, thinking that the winner's going to win and Janet sweeps.
That's, God, beautiful. Tommy and Lauren, I love you, but God, that'd be beautiful.
It'd be beautiful. I want Janet to win so freaking bad. Like, no offense, Tommy, who I know I've been backing since day one because you mentioned us and we have the same color hair. Although, not to be mean, but I have a little bit more.
Wow! Yikes, we just lost, 343 and 342 viewers.
Yeah, we just lost. Well, that was Tommy going away. No, it was, I just, I would just love a Janet win.
We never see her type win.
Never. And we never see her type play as well as she's playing. I mean, think about this. Tonight, Janet, Tommy, Dan, or Lauren should have gone home. Mm-hmm. Lauren wins immunity, so it should be Janet or Tommy, because Dan, at this point, nobody's worried about. It should be Janet or Tommy. And this group is so well connected, and somebody like Janet is so in this group, despite being a threat to win, that her name doesn't even come up. And then it goes to Tommy, and Tommy's made such good relationships with everybody else that, like, he gets told, you're about to get four votes in the easiest vote out of a threat in Survivor history. It's just crazy. It's Janet and Tommy are – Janet, Tommy, Lauren, just – they're playing great. They really are. Weird really season, though. Being helped out a lot by bad gameplay.
Yeah. But you know what? That's – I think what this season needed was a – like an actual alliance. And this is what it's showing. Like, if you can just be strong with your crew, I mean, it's easy because nobody else, it's not like it's alliance versus alliance. It's an alliance versus everybody else. And it's that's what's been so obvious to me, that because this season has just felt like a Russian roulette of who's going home. And now that there's an actual alliance, I think that's why a lot of people are probably frustrated and not like loving it so much, because it feels so obvious, because the thing you're supposed to do, which is making an alliance, is happening, but just with only one group.
It just happened so late in the season. I mean, we have two episodes left. It's two episodes left. We really didn't see. I mean, I called the alliance maybe like 3 weeks ago, but I mean, we really haven't seen this alliance come to fruition until tonight. This was the first time it was really like, this is the four that, you know, has been pretty apparent since the beginning. So I kind of like that, but I like this better because this feels like real Survivor, whereas the other stuff is too, it's too much of a crapshoot sometimes. And yeah, it's really entertaining, but then there's still times where you're like, why did Chelsea go home? You know, or why did they decide on Kelly that week instead of whoever? Why did they decide on, you know, there's people where you say, why did they decide on them? And I can't think of all of them right now. Jack, why are you picking Jack? So there's just a lot of times where it can feel too random, and I thought tonight it finally stopped feeling random, despite the fact that it shouldn't have been Karishma. It should have been Tommy. Tommy should have gone home tonight, and that is twice now that Tommy, back against the wall, survived. The first time was he would have gone home had his tribe lost immunity, and we saw him like laying down and screaming, and it's the greatest thing ever because he's just screaming at the top of his lungs. And then the second time here was just...
Where Missy was going for him.
That's true. Yeah. Oh, this is the third time because, yeah, final 11, he should have went home.
Yeah.
Damn. Tommy finds a way too.
A lot of cats with nine lives on this season.
There are. And so that's like kind of the thing. It's like people are saying, like, is Tommy too obvious right now if he's going to win? Maybe, but not really. Do you know what I mean? Because like he's overcoming a lot. Like his name comes up more often than Lauren's does. Mm-hmm. And Elaine said tonight we were going to vote out Lauren if she didn't win immunity. But like Lauren's name, that was the first time Lauren's name has come up all season.
Yeah, I know. Has Lauren received a vote yet?
I don't know. That's a good question. Let's look it up.
While you're doing that, for all of you who are viewing, make sure to become a patron. Go to patreon.com/survivorspecialist. I expect all 353 of you to become a patron soon. Mm-hmm. Now that we are back to our regularly scheduled reticular activating systems, what did you think of this immunity challenge? It looked really hard.
This is a tough one. I think they've done something like this in the past, but I don't think they were standing on the small peg.
Yeah, and the 1 foot is tough.
That's tough. You're putting a lot of weight and a lot of pressure there. A lot of people had very similar, like, you just look away for a second. You have a rolling pin on a ball. That's not good.
Yeah, and Lauren's, like, hands wiggling. I was like, yeah, that's...
That yeah. Was- oh, yeah, when she started... I'm surprised that Elaine dropped. I really thought that Elaine was going to win that challenge, for sure.
Yeah, Elaine was solid the whole time. But
she really was.
Sunshine Bree says no, Lauren has never received a vote.
Yeah, no, she hasn't. I was looking at it right now and I had just gotten, she hasn't received the vote. So that's what I mean. Tommy's name has come up a couple times. Her name hasn't come up at all.
Yeah. That's pretty impressive.
Tricky. She could play a perfect game.
She could play a perfect game.
It's still in the process.
Opportunities. Who's the MVP?
God, I'm
Survivor Dean.
I was going to say, I'm getting so much trouble. I really think it is Dean. And everybody's going to say, you're an idiot. But I really think it is Dean. And I'm going to let people vote on this one, so I won't just sit here and say it's definitely Dean. But I think that what he did tonight was the right move. I really do. Don't worry, Alexa. I'm typing it in.
I was just editing Elaine. Or no, who won the immunity challenge? Not Elaine. Oh, Lauren.
Sorry. I already put it in. Don't worry. I already put it in.
Or me. Okay, you're good.
Alexa, go away. I do the fantasy game.
I know. There's too many numbers. But you didn't fill in everyone's names. For the last week, you only put Elizabeth getting eliminated. Don't think I didn't see that.
For what? Oh, for that? Yeah, no, I got way too tired.
That's fine. What else? I feel like we've kind of hit everything.
Yeah, we pretty much have. I finally lost another member of my team, only the second person and first person since Tom Laidlaw. Just want to throw that out there. I don't know who else would be MVP unless maybe it's Tommy, but Tommy can't be MVP because Dean told him.
Yeah.
So I don't think so. Also, Tommy, I'm sorry that I kept on mentioning the hair thing. Apologies.
Oh, poor
guy. In case he's sensitive about that, I'm sorry. It was just like the first shot. It could have been the light. It was just the first shot. And like,
it's just the light.
Could be. Do I look? I don't know. But can't help it. But I don't think it can be him tonight. I don't think that it can be. It's not going to be Dan or Lauren. I don't think it should be Elaine. So I really think it is Dean. Dean made all of this happen, and I think it was the best thing for his game.
Yeah. No, I think it was Dean. I need my fantasy team needs a little bit of love.
Wow. There you go. You really do need it. So we'll give it to you here. Alexa, what else do we have? Is there anything else we need?
I don't think so. I actually think we hit everything.
Geneva Ford is absolutely wiping the floor with everybody in the power rankings game. I just wanted to throw that out there. She now has 110 points, and actually she's only up by five, but it feels like a lot more. Her and Kevin Smith are wiping the floor with everybody. They both had Karishma in the last place. So I just want
to throw that out. Big guesses. Yeah. This weekend I'll put for $20 patrons, I will put up our updated fantasy rankings. And then for everybody else, first of all, you should be a patron, and for everybody else on our Facebook page, I'll post, on our Facebook page, I'll post the boot list and fantasy game updates.
There you go. And we will be back on Saturday this week, but we don't know who with yet. We just know we'll be back on Saturday. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
Yeah.
That's what you got.
Saturday's recap may be with someone who isn't me. So we'll let you guys know about that. I'll be on a work trip actually to the West Coast, but not hanging out with Phil, unfortunately.
Thank God.
So yeah.
Keep her a couple hours away. I don't
know. Yeah, we'll save you guys a little bit. But thanks everyone for tuning in. Again, this is probably our highest viewed live video. So thank you everybody. Come back soon. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and go to patreon.com/survivorspecialist to continue to support us. And we will see y'all on Saturday.
Bye.
Bye.